This is Cast of Wonders, the fiction audio magazine for young adults featuring stories of the fantastic. Welcome. sorry. Today we present part two of In the Cemetery of Frozen Ships by Suzanne Van Rooyen. If you missed part one, it's episode 37. Please go back and listen to that one first. We gave Suzanne's bio last episode, so check the show notes for episode 37 if you want to know more. Or find out more about Susan at suzannevanrooyen.com. Check the show notes for details. And now, we've the remainder of a tale to tell. Traeger woke to rough hands shaking his shoulder.
Where? You?
The man's lips moved, but the words were lost to the gale. Blinking, Traeger shrugged off the grogginess and tried to focus on the snow-glassed face peering at him through a torrent of snowflakes.
Where is your sister?
Zeke leaned closer, shouting into Traeger's ear. The external cold was a mere chill compared to the ice that settled in his spine. Clenching and unclenching his fingers at the emptiness on his lap, Traeger couldn't breathe.
Calm down, son. We'll find her. Probably just wandered.
Traeger stopped listening as panic gripped his mind and body.
Kara!
He scanned the immediate vicinity, but with visibility reduced to less than a meter, he saw only a blustering wall of grey.
Come on then, lad.
Zeke hauled Traeger to his feet and slapped his face, the sting of which shocked Traeger back into the moment. Using his flashlight, he searched the shadows. His heart beat a dreadful staccato against his ribs as he tried to suppress his fear of the dark.
This way!
Zeke beckoned him between a stand of trees, deeper into the forest and away from where Traeger thought the others were gathered. Ignoring the trepidation knotting his stomach, he followed. He couldn't think. If he did, he imagined all the dangers that might be lurking in the darkness, calculated the odds of finding Kara, of finding her alive. Thoughts like that he couldn't endure. Traeger waded through the drifts, his eyes on the snow, foolishly searching for footprints or blood. When a branch dumped snow on his head, he looked up only to find himself utterly alone in what might have been a meadow had there been a sun. He spun on his heel, searching for Zeke.
Eyes. That prickly sensation of being watched was unmistakable.
Traeger swung the torch beam to and fro, casting frenetic swathes of light on vast white emptiness.
Kara!
His voice was little more than a whisper above the gale, hurling snow into his eyes and mouth.
Zeke!
He tried again, panic simmering in his belly. A blur of movement flashed across the clearing and vanished. Traeger rubbed his eyes, certain they were tricking him. But to the left, again, the hurtling shadow, gone before he could track it with his flashlight.
Kara!
He shouted again, his throat raw.
Kara!
He yelled, spinning in circles as the shadow rippled in the darkness around him. Something grabbed him from behind, lifting him off his feet and gripping him by the face. The flashlight flew from his hands, landing bulb down in the snow.
Shh,
Zeke whispered in his ear. The man's lips rasped against the outer layer of the snowsuit.
Watch.
Zeke released his hold on Traeger's mouth. Traeger licked his cracked and bleeding lips, his attention on the halo of light fast being swallowed by mounting snow. Again the blur of shadow, a silver outline, a trail of fluorescence in the air. The creature paused at the light, lowered its slender head, and from its pale lips a long fluorescent tongue protruded. The worm-like appendage caressed the torch, tasting, testing, before snapping back between the jaws. Another creature approached, joining its friend at the light. They issued a noise, a greeting or warning Traeger couldn't tell, the sound like ice pine creaking in the wind. The larger of the two, silver, barely distinguishable creatures, reached a claw towards the light, crushing the torch and snuffing the only smudge of brightness in the gloom.
"Wait," Zeke whispered.
Traeger released a slow stream of air through his nose. He'd been holding his breath.
"Okay, they're gone."
Zeke relaxed his hold on Traeger, who staggered to his feet.
"What were those?"
"You think only the desert has dragons?"
Zeke chuckled as he brushed snow from his trousers.
"Dragons? You mean ice dragons? Impossible, we would have known."
"The natives call them Jiklair," Zeke said.
The strange word meant nothing to Traeger.
"The natives?"
"The original Dusk settlers. The ones we tried to slaughter and enslave."
"That's just a legend," Traeger said, glancing warily about and lowering his voice.
"Legend, eh? Convenient, more like, not to teach the future generations of how humanity's first action on the new planet was to wage war with the locals."
"Where's my sister?"
"I don't know, lad. We're out here looking for her, aren't we?"
"Are those the things, the dragons that killed the people last night?"
Traeger asked, curious and yet unwilling to admit it to this man he still couldn't trust.
"Perhaps. The Jik, as I call them, seek out light. I guess they get bored of eating only howlers out here."
"Do you think..."
Traeger couldn't put his worst nightmare into words.
"Come on, son, let's keep looking."
It was impossible to tell how far they'd travelled, how deep into the swirling depths of frozen tundra they'd wandered. They'd walked for what felt like hours, Zeke plucking Traeger from the snow when he fell. The man never seemed to tire.
"This is hopeless," Traeger said, hating his words. "We'll never find her, not like this."
Searching the snow and thickets of darkness with only Zeke's dimming torch was a futile endeavor.
"We should get the others."
"And you think Shane will lead his men in a wild goose chase after a missing 6-year-old girl instead of heading north to Drake?"
Traeger lowered his gaze. A silver blur streaked across his peripheral vision, colliding with Zeke. The man's scream met with abrupt silence. Traeger stumbled towards the torch and came face to face with the silver shadow beast. Much smaller than its desert cousins, the ice dragon was thin and wiry, all sinew and rippling patches of silver and white. Long whiskers flexed and whipped about its jaw. Its eyes were two shiny disks of the palest blue. The black longitudinal iris dilated as the creature fixed its stare on Traeger. Inch by inch, Traeger backed away from the fallen torch, retreating into darkness. The dragon extended its neck, unfurling the great ligament like a proboscis, the jaws moving inexorably closer to Traeger's face. A shrill whistle pierced the snow-laden silence. The dragon shimmered, scales gleaming with fluorescence. Arcs of light moved through the darkness.
"Over here!"
Traeger shouted, giddy with relief, expecting rescue by Zeke or even Shane. The lights grew brighter and Traeger shielded his eyes with a hand. The shapes coming towards him were humanoid but different, the gait loping and easy despite the thick snow. A lull in the wind allowed him to catch snatches of conversation. He didn't understand a word. The forms moved into the clearing, the dragon lowering its head in submission. Traeger's mouth went dry, his eyes widening in wonder as the light-wielding figures became visible. Their faces were covered in mottled patterns like scales, except for the large pale eyes and fleshy lips. The humanoids wore white suits similar to his own, but of different proportions. Their legs were longer, or perhaps they'd fit some contraption to their knees, allowing them ease of passage through the snow. Towering over him, they fixed him with their glazed gazes, discussing in guttural language, their heads bobbing as if punctuating the sentences. Traeger stood dumb, in awe, until one humanoid turned towards the dragon, rubbing its nose as if it were a pet. Kara lay secured on the humanoid's back in a basket-like sling. Her eyes were closed. Asleep or dead, Traeger couldn't tell.
Kara! He started forward, hands reaching for his sister. The other humanoid brought its light stick down upon Krager's head. A burst of sparks ricocheted in his vision as static shock paralyzed his limbs. He fell face first into snow, aware but unable to move. A seeping warmth stole over his body as a humanoid rolled him over, examining his face. It looked almost feminine, with a softness about the eyes the other had been lacking. Her pupils were longitudinal slits. She gesticulated to her companion, nodded, and then touched the light stick to Traeger's shoulder, jolting him into oblivion. For a time he couldn't measure, Traeger lay on a hard pallet, semi-conscious as others tended his frostbitten feet. Dimly aware of faces, hands, warmth and light, he surrendered to their ministrations. When he woke to find his mind clear of the fog induced by the bitter concoction they'd poured down his throat, he found himself in a cage and missing three toes. Taking ginger steps on bare and ruined feet, he staggered naked to the cage door. A long corridor stretched away right and left. Rows of cages similar to his own lined the walls, but were empty as far as he could tell. "Hello," he called in a rasp, his throat dry. He tried again, louder, and his cries were met by a silver-haired humanoid with a stern face and unblinking purple eyes. This one was different, though, shorter, more human-looking, the face covered in skin, veined with blue tracery in a scale-like pattern. The pattern was familiar. He'd seen it before, on Zeke's face.
"What?"
it asked, tapping Traeger's fingers with a light stick that glowed a dull orange. Stepping away from the door, Traeger mustered the courage and asked, "Where's my sister?"
"Sister?"
Its voice was flat and genderless as its chest. "The day they found me, they took my sister. Where is she?" The silver-haired creature tilted its head in a gesture that might have expressed ignorance, dismay, or amusement.
"Can you walk?"
it asked. Traeger demonstrated his limping gait and the humanoid's face split into a too wide smile.
"Then you can work,"
it said, turning away from Traeger and sauntering down the corridor.
"Hey, where's my sister? Where's Kara? Answer me!"
Traeger went ignored, his cell plunged into darkness, silencing his questions. He crawled back onto the pallet and wrapped himself in a blanket that smelled faintly of human sweat and worse. The lights blinked on sometime later and Traeger found a pile of clothes on the floor. Thick woolen socks and undergarments and a thermal snowsuit lay beside his boots. He pulled on the clothes, tried not to look at the red stubs where his toes had once been, and fastened the laces. As he zipped up the suit and pulled on the balaclava, the cage door clicked open. The humanoid gestured with the light stick for him to exit. In silence, Traeger was herded through a warren of corridors. The walls weren't earthen or wooden, glass or concrete. The pervading odour in the tunnels was one of chlorine and snow. He cast a glance over his shoulder at the creature that was too strange to be human and yet bore too close human resemblance to be completely alien. Masculine, perhaps, with long silver hair falling from forehead to shoulders, its flesh rippled like snake skin above the suit zipped to its throat. Perhaps these were the Kaliji natives of which Zeke had spoken. Perhaps they were truly aliens, recent arrivals to the planet and yet to be seen by human eyes. A jab in the ribs snapped Traeger's attention forward once more as they approached an exit designated by a row of red egress lights.
"What are you?"
Traeger asked as they waited for the doors to open.
"We are Chagjik La'irian," it said, with pride in its voice.
Traeger turned, meeting the creature's gaze as it translated,
"We are the dream of the dragon."
The round doors opened and Traeger was shoved through the portal into snow. Gawking, he tripped along the pathway hewn between banks of snow.
soaring out of the snowflake ocean, towering over the clumps of ice pines and birch and giant trees Traeger couldn't name, were the slate-grey facades of ships. Smaller frigates leaned against cruisers, and an enormous carrier tapered off into the distance, her flanks studded with yellow lights. Fantastic feats of engineering from another age. The spaceships slouched in their icy graves, never again to fly through the cosmos. Perched atop the ships and on snowy boughs strung with cords of lights, ice dragons surveyed the city below, their scales glistening. Traeger gawked at the humanoids gathered below, seemingly unconcerned by the serpent presence. The rich smell of roasting pine nuts wafting from food stands tantalized his nostrils. Some of the city's inhabitants were short like his guide, almost human, while others stood gangly tall. Young creatures of both short and long-legged variety tossed snowballs at each other, shouting in their guttural tongue, jumping through snowdrifts as they dashed up and down slopes with pale dragonlings in tow. This was a city, not a cemetery. Guided along the pathway by the tap and nudge of the humanoid stick, Traeger entered a marketplace hemmed by stalls brightly lit, displaying a weird assortment of wares. Some Traeger recognized. Long-nosed salamanders served as a delicacy in the Twilight region, howler flesh and pelts, pine nuts, berries. In the center, a square decorated with rainbow lights contained a corral of humans. Traeger's delight at seeing his own species quickly faded in the glare of realization. They were chained and penned behind steel fencing. Traeger balked at the gate and tried to run, but the static shock of the light stick tearing down his spine brought his squirming protests to an abrupt halt. After some debate between the humanoid holding his arm and another at the pen, Traeger joined the other captives, collared and chained. "What's happening here?" he whispered to the man beside him, his heart jackhammering in his chest. "No idea, lad." "What are they going to do to us?" His imagination ran riot through a series of disturbing ideas. Being fed to the dragons wasn't the worst of them. "No one's sure," the woman on his left answered. "Where did you get taken?" "Somewhere west of Shrapnel. We were heading to Drake." "Same, but heading to Broome. A whole group got taken in the woods just 2 clicks from Twilight." "Bastards. I hope Drake sends troops to kill them all," the man said bitterly. "How will they send troops to kill creatures they don't know exist?" the woman asked. "How could they not know these people exist?" Traeger asked, his attention riveted on the humanoids pointing and conversing outside the pen. A tall female with hair in a tight braid extended a long finger towards the man beside Traeger.
"No, I bloody won't, you dragon spawn."
The man was silenced by a light stick, unchained and dragged towards the female, who nodded eagerly. Traeger cast a glance over his companions, all adults.
"Dragon spawn?" Traeger asked under his breath. "You've seen their pets. Don't you know the legends?"
He did. Traeger and his prepubescent friends had made crude jokes about the alleged natives of Kaliji, how primitive and base they were, consorting with serpents. He'd never believed the stories, though, never conceived that there may be a modicum of truth in the outrageous claims. His gaze strayed to the dragons yet lingering in the trees. "Where are all the children?" he asked. "We don't know," the woman said, tears brimming in her eyes. "I've been trying to find my son." Her words trailed off as a tear trickled from her eye and froze on her cheek. "I need to find my sister." Humans were unchained and handed over to newcomers at irregular intervals. Time dragged. Traeger's feet ached, but at least he could feel them. His knees burned from having to stand for hours, and his face was raw and chapped from the cold. Falling asleep on his feet,
his eyelids lowered and snapped open as he swayed between states of consciousness. A familiar shape moved beyond the gathered humanoids along a pathway. "Kara," Traeger whispered to himself, blinking his eyes in disbelief. She was being pulled along by a human, a man with orange snow glasses. "Kara!" Traeger screamed, rushing towards the fence, encumbered by the other slave still attached to the chains. "Kara!" he yelled again, and she turned her head towards him. "Zeke, help me!" he screamed as humanoids brandishing light sticks moved towards him. Zeke bent down to Kara, and she nodded at whatever words had been whispered in her ear. Sweeping her into his arms, Zeke continued along the pathway, casting a glass-eyed stare and crooked smile at Traeger. The hood of Kara's snowsuit fell back, revealing a curtain of dark hair shot through with silver. Confused, the situation beyond his comprehension, he fought against the humanoids but was subdued by light sticks. Temporarily paralyzed, lying face up in the snow, Traeger remembered a rhyme from his childhood. The words repeated over and over in his mind as a light stick flooded his chest with numbing fire. "Beware dark woods and ice and pine. Feel the tingles in your spine. Dragons will be done. The ice wraiths come. Don't let them see you. Don't let them catch you. The dragons might eat you. Ice wraiths might turn you into silver, into snow, into dragons, and never let you go." And so ends In the Cemetery of Frozen Ships. Come and tell us what you thought of this story in the forums at castofwonders.org/forums. We hope that you continue to enjoy listening to Cast of Wonders as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. We pay the authors for our stories. If you'd like to support Cast of Wonders, visit our webpage at castofwonders.org, where you'll see two donate buttons. Use either one at your discretion. Or, if you can't donate, that's no problem at all. Perhaps you could blog or tweet about us, or like our Facebook page. Cast of Wonders is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Share it, but don't change it or sell it. Theme is Appeal to Heavens by Alexei Nov from musicalley.com.